And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
DirecTV gives you access to apps like Netflix and live sports right next to each other.
I don't get it.
Let me put it in pigeon terms. It's like that one amazing dumpster with the old fruits and cardboard all in one place.
How am I supposed to keep up with illustrative metaphors when you are making me so hungry?
Get live TV and streaming apps together without a satellite. Visit DirecTV.com. Requires high-speed internet-connected Gemini device and separate paid subscription to watch Netflix on DirecTV. Terms and restrictions apply.
This headline podcast is presented by BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks.
Breaking news from The Athletic.
The Blue Jays are heading home thanks to a national interest exemption from the Canadian government. The team will play its first game in Toronto since 2019 on July 30th. Tim McMaster here, along with The Athletic's Blue Jays reporter, Caitlin McGrath. And Caitlin, before we get into what this means for the team, what this means for the fans, I guess my first question is, how exactly is this going to work? Because, yes, they're letting the Blue Jays back into Canada, but that also means letting every team that comes to play the Blue Jays back into Canada. So I would imagine there's going to be a lot that goes into making this okay with the Canadian government.
Yeah, exactly. And this plan that the Blue Jays have laid out was approved by sort of all levels of public health officials and all levels of government officials. So municipal, provincial, and federal was the last final step. So it has gotten the okay all the way up and down. So how it's going to work is, you know, essentially there's just going to be sort of two distinctions of players coming in, vaccinated players and unvaccinated and partially vaccinated players. So if you're a fully vaccinated player, you will basically be able to come into the country of Canada and you will have to prove you don't have COVID-19 via a test, so prove negative, and then you won't actually have to quarantine for 14 days. You'll be able to just enter the country and, you know, move freely around. And that's because right now Canadians are allowed to do that. So any Canadians that are fully vaccinated can go in and out of the country and come back, and they don't have to be subject to that 14-day quarantine. So anyone who's fully vaccinated, essentially they can just, you know, live their lives and come into the country and move around. But if you are not vaccinated or partially vaccinated player or anyone with the team, then you will be subject to basically a modified quarantine. So what that essentially means is that, again, you'll have to be tested as you come into the country. And once you're in Canada, you'll basically be restricted to just the hotel. And I imagine the hotel is going to be the hotel that's attached to the Rogers Centre. And the stadium itself. So you'll be able to go to your hotel, go down to the field, they're connected, but you really won't be leaving that sort of bubble environment. You won't be leaving that footprint. So those players or individuals won't really have the freedom to move around. And there's going to be like a compliance officer that are going to be keeping an eye on both the roadside and the home side. So any players that aren't unvaccinated are going to be watched very closely. And also unvaccinated players are going to be tested a lot more than vaccinated players. So there's going to be regular testing as well.
It's like summer camp, somebody watching your door, making sure nobody gets out. It is convenient, though, that the Blue Jays, the one team in baseball, I guess, that actually has a hotel in their ballpark. All right, let's move on to the team itself, because you think of this team, and I mentioned at the beginning, they haven't played a home game since 2019. And you said before we started recording, it's not just the guys from this year's team that have never played in Canada as the home team, but guys from last year's team. I mean, this is kind of crazy that these guys have called Dunedin home and Buffalo home, but they're members of the Blue Jays.
Yeah, exactly. So like Hyunjin Ryu, for example, signed in the winter of 2019, and he has not pitched at the Rogers Center as a member of the Blue Jays. And the more obvious ones, like you say, are the guys that signed this offseason. So George Springer, Marcus Semien, they have not played. There's, you know, Robbie Ray, who was traded here, has not. Ross Stripling, Steven Matz, like a huge, I mean, I haven't gone down the list, but I imagine it's a good percentage of the roster. And then, you know, some of the other guys who have been on this team, you know, they didn't actually play in Toronto a long time. Like Vlad was there, you know, like three quarters of a season. Kevin was there about half a season. Bo was there just sort of the last 2 months of the season. So they didn't even spend a lot of time in Toronto, and they've actually probably played more games outside of Toronto than they've played at the Rogers Center. So it's going to be a great homecoming for everyone, for a lot of different reasons. The players, the staff, they're going to be so excited. And of course, the fans and everyone in Toronto are going to be so excited to see them back here.
And then for you, all those players you mentioned, you haven't really gotten to see them other than Zoom for the most part, as far as talking to them, interviewing them. So what is this going to mean for, well, for you as a reporter, but also all those fans that are finally going to be able to get to a ballpark and see their team live?
Yeah, I mean, I'm so excited. You can probably hear it in my voice. I mean, I've been waiting for this, and I mean, it's been strange to cover a team the way that we've all reporters have had to cover teams for the last couple of years with the pandemic. But of course, the Toronto situation has been a little bit different because we haven't really even been in the ballpark. And then our situation has kind of gone on a little longer because in the United States, it's opened up a little faster. And I know that U.S. reporters have had field access for the last little bit, and we just haven't had, or I specifically haven't had that in Toronto because they haven't been here and I haven't been traveling either. So I'm excited to see the team again. I'm excited to be in a ballpark again, just hearing the game again and like all the sights and the sounds and just actually meeting some of these players for the first time as well. I mean, they've seen me, I don't know, too many times on Zoom, I'm sure, but it's going to be nice to actually see them in person again. And yeah, like I said, I mean, I just think it's going to be a huge sense of like just joy and almost relief too. Like, I think that this has obviously been a really hard time for everyone. And it's been a long, you know, difficult 16 months or whatever it's been in Toronto. We've had a lot of lockdowns and we haven't had two of the most beloved teams here. The Raptors have been away. The Blue Jays have been away. And I think the Blue Jays returning is just going to be this really nice sign of like some normalcy coming back to the city. I mean, I think that one of the best things to do on a nice summer day in Toronto is to go downtown and sit at the Rogers Center and take in a Blue Jays game. Win or loss, you're probably going to have a nice day. So getting that back, I think, is just going to be really huge for the city.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but it's not clear just yet what the percentage of fans allowed or any of that will be, right? But that's going to come in the coming days.
Yeah, that's correct. So all indications based on what the Blue Jays sort of sent in their announcement about coming home was that they would have more information coming for season ticket holders, as well as just more information about tickets and protocols and health and safety regulations that are going to be at the Rogers Center. So to me, that says that they expect fans to be there. We're just not sure what capacity will be. There's certain frameworks that the Ontario government has laid out, and those are different for indoor and outdoor facilities. Obviously, outdoor facilities have room for larger numbers, and indoor would be smaller numbers. You know, the funny thing about the Rogers Center is that most of the time in the summer, it is an outdoor facility, but it does have its roof. It is able to close and be an indoor facility. So that's a question that I have just about how they'll classify the Rogers Center, and sort of how they'll determine capacity based on sort of the special circumstances of the stadium.
It's going to be a celebration in Toronto. July 30th, the Blue Jays set to play their first home game since 2019. Thanks for joining our breaking news coverage. Go to the Athletic's headlines section for much more on this story. To hear more, ask your Google Assistant to play news from the Athletic. And also, make sure you check out Caitlin's work on Spin Rate. That's our Blue Jays podcast. Check that out as well. You can also visit theathletic.com/headline pod to join for just $3.99 per month. And then you can read all of Caitlin's great work as well. Thanks for joining us.